Shortly after President-elect Joe Biden's apparent victory last month, members of the Bay County GOP gathered at the party headquarters to discuss their strategy for helping Georgia's Republican senators keep their seats in the upcoming runoffs. In a video that was live-streamed on Facebook, Panama City Attorney Bill Price echoed President Trump's claims of thousands of illegal ballots cast in favor of Biden.
They stole it already, and we didn't do enough. Each and every one of us should have seen it coming. I think we all did see it coming.
Trump said it was coming.
Price then announced plans to temporarily move to his brother's house in Georgia, register to vote in the state's runoff elections, cast a ballot, and then return to Panama City the next day. He also encouraged others at the meeting to do the same, even sharing his brother's address with them several times.
Is this what the Democrats have been doing all this time?
What county is it?
And we're just catching on to it?
I don't know. Look it up. I don't even know what county that is. But anyway, so I just think that it's important that we move to Georgia and we make our voices known and heard and we fight like hell. Because if we lose the Senate, we're going to lose this country. And if we lose this country, I don't know what happens to the world. I guess, I don't know, look to the end of the Bible.
After discovering the video, Georgia elections officials launched an investigation and found that Price had attempted to register to vote online using his brother's address. Michael Morley is a legal expert at Florida State University. He says over the last several election cycles, politicians on both sides of the aisle have cast doubt on the outcomes. And Morley says that's a dangerous trend.
There might be some people who could think to themselves that if one side isn't following the rules, then why should they, right? That's one of many reasons why that sort of discourse is dangerous.
Morley says Trump's not the only candidate on the national stage that has used rhetoric to delegitimize the electoral process.
We've come through 4 years of, hashtag resistance and, not my president and all that. Certainly Senator Clinton has challenged the legitimacy of Donald Trump's election, right? Stacey Abrams challenged the legitimacy of Governor Kemp's election.
Morley says this political tactic is bad for democracy.
That sort of rhetoric, that sort of perspective undermines faith in the electoral process and, again, where it could lead some misguided people into thinking that they need to engage in similar illegal conduct in order to try to even the odds or balance the scales. And obviously, that's not the way that a legitimate, stable electoral process works.
Morley says elections officials could strengthen public trust in the voting process through greater transparency. For instance, he says they could reposition cameras and give poll watchers a better view during the ballot counting process. He says the press could also report more on how states are safeguarding their elections. For WFSU News, I'm Valerie Crowder in Panama City.